Josh Haston here, Israel Inspired on the landofisrael.com radio network for July 18th, 2016. I'm going to be honest with you right now. It's not July 18th today. Today's actually the 14th. And I am here. We're about to have a meeting here of all of the radio hosts here on the landofisrael.com. I'm not sure if Eve is going to make it. We'll miss you, Judea and Eve. I'm standing here above Nachal Arukot at the top of Gush Etzion from an altitude perspective. This is probably southern Gush Etzion, a little bit to the east. The views here are something that you cannot describe over radio. You have to see them to believe them, and I'm going to take some pictures here today. But I thought I would dedicate today's show to maybe getting to know those who work here at thelandofisrael.com, those who are inspiring all of you wherever you are in the world of ours, who are putting this project together. I'm standing here again, Ibei HaNachal. This is going to be the world headquarters of our wonderful organization. We're going to be broadcasting from here, and we're going to be inspiring people to educate themselves about the land of Israel, to come to the land of Israel, to move to the land of Israel, all of that. So I'm going to be interviewing, as we have this meeting here today in just a few minutes, I'm going to interview some of the hosts so you can maybe get to know them a little bit better when they're not doing their shows. And the first person here is one of the founders of the network, Ari Abramowitz, co-host of Israel Inspired with Jeremy Gimpel on thelandofisrael.com. We are sitting here looking out at this view. We have the Dead Sea on one side. We have Nachal Arugot. We have Gush Etzion. It's beautiful, isn't it, Ari?
It is beautiful, and I feel like such a Jew right now. Because what is it to be a Jew? Yehudi is from Lehodot, which means to thank. And I feel so grateful. There's something about this place that agrees with my soul. Even over, forget radio, even if there's video or pictures, it wouldn't convey the majestic, spiritual beauty that is just, I don't have words for it. I'll tell you what it feels like to me, Josh. It feels like Shabbat during the week. That feeling you get when you're in Shabbat, that you're just disconnected and reconnected to a much higher dimension that just transcends the smartphones and the internet and the hustle and bustle. I really want all of our listeners to know that they're invited here. We want them to come here in person and to experience this. And I'm also grateful just to be with you, Josh, one of my favorite Jews in Israel. Honest truth, I listen to your show all the time, and I'm like, wow, this guy, for you to be on the landofisrael.com network, it's just such a privilege to have you. And what is this? Here in Judea, when you think about it, there was the northern tribes of Israel that split from the southern tribes when King Solomon's son didn't take the advice of the sages of Israel, but his ridiculous friends. And there was this rift that went throughout until pretty much until the exile, where the northern tribes went, and then there was the in Judea. And this is like the heart of Judea. And to have a Judaic Torah message shouting to the world from this altitudinal hilltop in the mountains, it feels biblical.
I mean, you mentioned it's almost like Shabbat today. If we weren't talking on the microphone and we were just quiet, we'd probably just hear the wind. We'd hear some of the wildlife and the animals. It is a 4,000-plus-year-old view, what we're seeing here. I don't know if you noticed on the drive up here some of the, I don't know if they're the deer or ibex or who knows what they are. I'm not an expert on the animals galloping through the hilltops here. So the plan is, just so the listeners understand.
Can I tell you what, the ibex thing, I just had a moment. Every once in a while I have these moments that also transcend logic, where when I saw them so gracefully running through the hills, it felt like I felt the unity of it all. I felt like it was all Hashem just dancing in this beautiful musical creation of, it just felt really spiritual and beautiful.
So the site here, Ibei HaNachal, is where the headquarters are going to be. I see the several buildings here, which you and Jeremy are working on to become our world headquarters out here. I guess the philosophy is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is if you build it, they will come, taking from the movie Field of Dreams, because it is a 4,000-year-old view. It doesn't look like there's a lot out here. There are several Jewish communities here. You have Arab communities in the distance. Is that really what you're trying to do? If you build it, they will come, and you're trying to bring people out here with that philosophy?
The truth is that there are times when the duality of this world and the pragmatism of this world takes over my mind, and I'm like, it's just not strategically smart to build our headquarters all the way out here. But then there's that voice, that deeper voice that comes from deep within and says, it's right. This is perfect. It couldn't be more perfect. God has handed us this incredible hilltop, and if you build it, they will come. That's just try to picture this place 20, 30 years from now. This is going to be like the boardwalk, the Park Place of Judea. And for us to be here, and you know, it's just so anachronistic because there's a lot of, you know, there's settlements, and because of weird legal laws that you could talk more about than me, there's the, you know, the trailers and the trailer park, whatever. And then there's a settlement outside of that with even more ghetto beat up trailers. So here there's a settlement called Ubeit Anacha with some trailers. And then right outside of it, there's this beautiful castle and this beautiful home. That's where our headquarters is. You know, you're just going to have to come and experience it yourselves, everybody.
What's the time frame? When do you think this facility will be fully up and operational and you'll be able to welcome guests here? There's no doubt that this is going to be a must-see visitor center for those traveling to this area, to Gush Etzion. Perhaps maybe people will stop here on the way to the Dead Sea, come check it out. What's the time frame here?
Okay, so the time frame is, you know what I'd like you to do for your program, that when you post it, have the picture of the program, this place. I'll send you a good one so people could see where it's at right now. The time frame is really, it's financially dependent. We're sinking our own money into this, which is like America giving financial aid, like you're trillions in debt and you're giving. But that's what this is. So it really is very dependent on the finances coming in. But within a year, this whole place could be ready and ready to go. Our network, our studio here, this little studio, not the castle next door, and it's not really a castle, but that's going to be the visitor center. That's where we're going to bring all of the tours that are come here, and they're going to be able to actually have Shabbat here, whether it's during the week or not. It's Shabbat to experience Torah, spirituality in the hills, connection, learning. It's going to be a spiritual headquarters right here. But this is actual, our headquarters, this building we're in right now, this is within a month or two. We're going to be good to go.
That's great. And I see that you and Jeremy, I've been following you guys on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, and getting the emails. You've been extremely busy with various causes here in the Jewish state of Israel, whether it's the Temple Mount, Har HaBayit, or settling the land, or, of course, this project. Just talk about what you guys are working on, I guess, outside of this complex. You had an emotional week with the ceremony that took place in the Old City, trying to get up to Har HaBayit on Tuesday. Just talk a little bit about the things that you and Jeremy as well are involved in these days.
From the beginning, it's always been about the war of ideas, the spiritual battle. That's what we're doing. And we were in radio for a long time, but sometimes you get set in your ways, and we were just doing radio. I love radio. People say I have a perfect face for radio. But now we're switching our venue much more to video, to making short, tight videos conveying a concept powerfully with images and with video overlays. Also, Facebook Live. That's something that's really powerful. We just were at the Temple Mount renaming of the Hallel Gate. And we had tens of thousands of people. You know, watching it live is a number of hundreds, but that was our first time doing it. So that's getting out there more. And really, this is all towards this unified global consciousness, the interconnection of all of humanity on one consciousness that is evolving. So that's on every front. And that's why we're meeting today, to hear from you, to hear from Yishai, to hear from our other hosts, who we don't only consider our fellow hosts, but our mentors. You know, to have people working in our network, each one of them in their own way is like a hero of mine. So we're going to see how to evolve.
And last question, I'm sitting, let's say, in Indianapolis, Indiana, or you pick the place, the location of your choice outside of the land of Israel. I'm not seeing this 4,000-year-old view that we're seeing here today. I want to get involved. I'm inspired by your message. I'm inspired by what you're trying to do. I'm obviously listening to this on the network or on SoundCloud or perhaps on iTunes. How can I get involved in this, Ari?
Thelandofisrael.com. Go to our website. That's where you can find all of our content. We're going to be getting a new website soon, hopefully. But this is very functional. It does the job well. And you could also go to donate if you want to, share a stake and share in the merit of literally everything we do. When I look at what this is, the reason I've put all my funds into it is because, it's like running into Larry Page in his dorm room when he's founding Google and buying a percentage of it then. This is the best thing to be a part of and to share a stake in.
I want to thank you for your time and thank you for taking the initiative, you and Jeremy as well, putting together the network and all the wonderful things you do for the people of Israel in the land of Israel and Jews worldwide. We are going to wait here now as I gaze a panoramic view here. I am just looking around. It's unbelievable. It's cannot, you can't describe it in words. Before I wait for the next interview, whether it's Yishai, whoever shows up, I'm going to pull in here and get him on the mic, or perhaps Jeremy or some of the other hosts on the network. You're listening to Israel Uncensored on the landofisrael.com network. Get in touch with me during the week. Josh at thelandofisrael.com, on Twitter at Jew of Zion, on Facebook. It's Josh Hasten, H-A-S-T-E-N. And I'm just going to wait here and take a look at the views here until the next person arrives. And we're going to turn right to them once they get here. Don't go away.
Rabbi Isaac Nissenbaum, one of the founders of the religious Zionist Mizrahi movement, wrote, "The objective of Mizrahi is the total revival of our nation in all its aspects, to revive Judaism in our hearts and to revive our hearts for Judaism. The Land of Israel Network is powered by the Mizrahi World Movement."
We are back. Josh Hasten here, Israel Uncensored. So the next person to show up here at our meeting at thelandofisrael.com, Shlomo Katz, who is the, you can hear people making brachas, we're having burger bar for lunch, who has the latest show, the newest show to thelandofisrael.com network. And the name of that show?
Soul of Israel.
Soul of Israel. Check it out. What's your show in a nutshell? What's it all about, Shlomo?
It's nuggets of the parsha, of the portion of the week, intertwined with the basic feeling of being conscious of, I'm living in the land of Israel, learning the portion of the week, being very conscious of that fact, and just spreading that love and light of the land through the teachings of the parsha.
So you're a multi-dimensional guy. You're a musician, correct?
Correct.
And a rabbi as well.
Correct.
Yes?
Correct.
So talk about combining all of your passions, your interests, your professional life, your personal life, all of that into producing a weekly radio talk show.
I just got tired. I want to yawn right now. It fits in perfectly, especially with these guys, with the ruach, the spirit of the station and whatnot. It fits in actually like a glove, really perfectly with everything else that's going on. If it wasn't natural, I pray I'd be real enough to not take it on. And if it didn't feel authentic, and if it didn't feel like it was really connected to the root of what I hope to be trying to be busy with, I hope I wouldn't be taking it on. So I think it actually fits in perfectly.
Now, we're here again in Ibea Nachal. This is one of the most beautiful views I've ever seen. I described it with Ari before as being a 4,000-year-old view. I mean, you've been here before, but just take a look around. I mean, what goes through your head? We now have some puppies here from the neighborhood who are running around here. On the way up here, we saw different types of animals. It's just nature here, 4,000-year-old. What are your thoughts looking around this place?
I had a similar feeling when I was here once before as well. And I think about that pasuk where it says that this is Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba'Mereshit Hashanah D'Achrit Shana. This, if I want to look at what God is looking at, then I see exactly what God is looking at right now. And you feel it. You feel it everywhere in the country. But here, because it's so untouched and it's so, you're transported without, you know, without any problem, instantly, back 4,000 years, you're looking at what God has been looking at for 4,000 years as well. So it feels, as lonely as it is being out here alone in a desert, it actually feels very, very not lonely and very much filled with companionship.
Tell us, if you can, any upcoming shows, concerts, anything else going on in your life that we need to let our listeners know about here in Israel. How can people reach you, get in touch with you, hire you to come perform at their simcha that you're involved in so much? What's coming up for you in the near future, of course, other than your new show?
Other than the new show, nothing. No.
Okay.
But thank God, I have a community now in Efrat, a shul called Shirat David. It's a wonderful community, amazing, incredible people, and a lot of the actions is happening through there. But I start touring again in September. I took 5 months off, 5 months of not seeing Ben-Gurion Airport. Very healthy. Not so much for the pocket, but for the soul, very, very healthy. And then I start traveling again through the States and Canada in September. But everything can be, you can find out what's going on through, mainly through ShlomoKatz.com and Facebook and Twitter, Shlomo Katz.
And you hear the wind probably. I hope this muffler on the microphone is blocking out that wind, but to see it and to experience it and to feel the presence here of just the beauty here, I mean, it's unparalleled.
It's unparalleled. It's beautiful. It feels like an unearned gift.
I want to thank you for your time, and we're going to continue on. I think Jeremy Gimpel is going to be next. Shlomo Katz, check out his new show, The Soul of Israel, here on the landofisrael.com radio network. We'll be back with Jeremy Gimpel. Do not touch that dial. Don't go anywhere. Jeremy's up next.
Do you like picking strawberries or blueberries in the spring and summer? What about grapes? If you were to take an experience like picking grapes and move it to the heartland of Israel, this is when an experience becomes prophetic. Young and old, singles and families are all invited on this adventure of a lifetime. I'm Joshua Waller with Hayuvel, and I invite you to join us on the mountains of Israel, where prophecy meets reality. Go to Hayuvel.com, that's Hayuvel.com, for more information.
Thanks again to Shlomo Katz, Arya Abramowitz, and now we're here with Jeremy Gimpel, co-host of Israel Inspired here on the landofisrael.com radio network. And I think it was Jeremy, I don't want to take away from Arya, but I think it was Jeremy who had the vision of this place. Maybe he was the first one who saw it and invested in Inveya Nachal here. I look to my right, I see the Dead Sea. I look a little bit more to my right, I see Nachal Arugot, just unbelievable scenic views high above Gush Etzion. And Jeremy, just tell us about this place and what was going through your mind when you saw it, and how did it lead you to make a decision that this should be the future home of the landofisrael.com network?
Yeah, I came here about almost a year ago, and it was relatively by chance. You know, the mayor of Gush Etzion said, hey, there's this new farm that's being built here in a very strategic location, connecting four smaller communities together to establish a strong Jewish bloc in the weakest part of Gush Etzion. And I said, all right, I want to go out and check it out. And I came here and I met these two families that had built what they called a guest house and a tzimmer. And I saw these Jews that had invested all of their lives and all of their money in this incredible, like, old school Zionism, like reviving the land, reclaiming the land. And I was like, I want to be a part of this. And I pretty much just gave them all of my money. I don't have much, but everything that I had, I just gave them everything. I said, I want to help you. Let's bring water out here. Let's bring electricity out here. And then about 6 months later, Ari and I said, you know, we got to build studios. Where are we going to build our studios? And we said, why studios in Jerusalem, where we can establish our network headquarters here? And this guest house can be an educational center, and this tzimmer could become our studios. And we met together, brought everyone together, and now we're pioneering our newest adventure. It just kind of God laid the pathway for us. And to see it all coming together now is really exciting.
So you're talking about not just a radio studio, you're talking about a B&B, a place where people can come as a getaway, as a vacation resort, if you will, in the middle of on the top of the Judean desert, rather. So you have a radio studio, you have a guest house, a tzimmer. What else are we talking about?
Well, see, on the top of the guest house, we're going to have a yeshiva. It's going to be like an educational center where there can be lectures and workshops. And the ultimate vision, well, the people that are tuning into the Land of Israel Network, they all love Israel. And they want to come to it. A lot of them come to Israel sometimes once a year, sometimes a few times a year. And so let them come here. Come and learn in our yeshiva. Imagine a two-week full immersion experience. They're learning Torah. They're living in the land. They're in the mountains where the prophets receive their prophecy. A two-week full immersion experiential Judaism.
The dogs are going crazy. That's okay.
Well, you got to have dogs out here. You never know who's going to come around the corner. And they're now aware, making us note that Ishai Fleischer and Ben Bresky have now joined us for the party.
We're going to talk to them in a minute. But I just want to talk about, in addition to the radio work that you're doing in landofisrael.com and in developing this site, I see your videos up on the internet, yourself and Ari, promoting the issue of the day. It's been a difficult stretch here, especially with the murder of a 13-year-old girl, Halel Shem Yochum Dama, in Kiryat Arba, and a friend of yours, when I understand, Rabbi Mickey Mark in Otniel. I mean, you're involved in going up to Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount, and doing things in their memory and inspiring people through all your different projects. I mean, what are you up to in addition to radio these days with all the other initiatives?
Well, I think the goal right now is to transition the Land of Israel Network to not just be a radio network, but we want everyone to get involved in video. Video we see is a lot more shareable, a lot more viral. The videos that we've put out have reached hundreds of thousands of people. Our YouTube channel in the last month has accrued more than 14,000 hours of people sitting down and watching our videos about Torah, about Israel, about Zionism, about Hasbara. And so we want all of the network hosts now to start live streaming their radio shows. We want them to start producing videos. We'll help with the production, but that the network should expand its own mission from being not only audio, but expand into video, live video, events that are happening. I know Ari and I are going to be going to the new Nefesh B'Nefesh flight that is happening this Tuesday morning. We're going to be live streaming that event, allowing people to see the fulfillment of the Jewish dream of 2,000 years of the Jews finally coming back to Israel, hearing Ishai Fleischer blow the shofar as they walk off, you know, the tarmac. It's going to be awesome. And to allow people to participate in Israel in a way that they haven't been able to. It brings them not just close to Israel, but it's like live streaming, like let them walk on the Temple Mount as we walk on the Temple Mount. And so the Land of Israel Network is like transitioning to a new phase, and we're going to incorporate video, live video, and hopefully, Josh, you're going to be on board with that.
As far as I know, unless today's the day you cancel my show, I'm definitely going to be on board with it. Please, God. I really hope to be involved along the way. Jeremy Gimpel, co-host of Israel Inspired, one of the founders of the landofisrael.com radio network. His vision is what we're doing here. It's because of that vision here. We're in Ve'a Nachal, up above the top of Gush Etzion from an altitude perspective. We're talking about the southeast section here of Gush Etzion. Views that I've described now, I think I've said it four or five times in the last 20 minutes or so, 4,000-year-old views. I mean, that's really what they are. This is what I envision when you talk about the patriarchs who are moving around in this area. I mean, this is the way it was. The nature's here. Beautiful. Thanks so much for your time. And next, we're going to talk to Ishai Fleischer. And hopefully, if we're lucky, a guy who doesn't talk a lot, who does a lot and doesn't talk a lot, Binyamin Bresky. Hopefully, we can get him to say a few words on the mic. So thanks a lot, Jeremy.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you.
You're listening to Israel Uncensored with Josh Haston on the Land of Israel Network at www.thelandofisrael.com.
All right, folks. So this is probably the last interview of the day here in Ve'a Nachal, the future headquarters of thelandofisrael.com. I tried to get our wonderful engineer, Ben Bresky, to say a few words on mic. He refused. But we can't thank him enough for all the work he does making sure that the audio gets up to you, our dear listeners. So we're going to move to Ishai Fleischer, host of the Ishai Fleischer Show here on the network. He's also the international spokesperson for the Jewish community in Hebron, a role he's assumed now for about, 6 months or so. Ishai, we're standing here overlooking the Dead Sea on the top, altitude-wise, from the top of Gush Etzion, here in the eastern, southeastern side of Gush Etzion. What are your thoughts here, staring out and into the distance here, Ishai?
First, Josh, it's great to be yet again with you on a network. We've been on, this is the third network that we're on together, one way or another. It's just great to keep broadcasting from Israel. And I think sometimes, maybe I know I do, but you and I can both, and other people can take it for granted. Oh, we're recording, or we're doing, you know, we're sending out a signal. The truth is that the haters of Israel are drawing a totally dark image. They're out broadcasting us, out videoing, out radioing, and this voice of truth is incredibly important. This pulse, this broadcast, needs to happen. So it's great to be with you, and also standing here on virgin ground, thinking and talking about the next generation, the next level, the next gen of this broadcast. So that's what I think about here. I mean, you know, there's a lot of rings of issues. You know, I look out, I see here virgin land. But on the other hand, when I drove up here, I saw a lot of Arabs. I know that some of them are Hamas and some of them are jihadist. And I know we have that ring. Then we have the ring of the government and the challenges that we have in drawing our government to do the right thing. I know that we have challenges in media. I know we always have challenges in funding. That's why we have a cause match campaign out there right now. But at some point, when you get through the ring, what is at the heart of the heart? What are we really here about? What is it all about? It's really about Jewish history. It's about our connection with God. Maybe it's about our connection with God first, then Jewish history, and our connection with this land. And when you're here with this marvelous, fantastic view of the kind of essential Judean desert and the Dead Sea, and also the view of the sky above, you're like, this is what it's all about.
So you're the eternal optimist. I think you've always been like that, even with the old station and then the old station. And we definitely have here a challenging situation, whether it's the last 8 months of this wave of terror attacks. Let's be clear, the attacks have never stopped, these jihadist attacks. It's been going on for over 100 years plus. So, but this is just the latest because this is what's in the news. It's current. We're living it. Eternal optimist. Is that a fair definition?
Well, you know, people sometimes quote unquote accuse me of that. And I just turn around and I say, how could I not be optimistic? I really feel, and I think I hear the voice of 2000 years of Jews. I read Rashi and see what in Middle Ages Provence, how Jews yearn for the land of Israel. And I can hear the voices of people going into the crematoriums and singing Hatikvah, singing, you know, the belief in Mashiach. And so we're living in the land, back in the footsteps of our forefathers and mothers. We have won miraculous wars, reinvigorated the Hebrew language, successful economy, excellent army, an innovation nation in so many ways, not just in technology, but in so many ways. And our Torah is flourishing. So it's almost like it bewilders me how we could not be optimists. We're living in amazing times. And if you're a shtickle historian, you really get a sense that we're living in one of the best times in Jewish history. And here's where maybe optimism kicks in, which is like the challenges and the problems and the murders and the horrible things that we go through, in a sense, they're a gift for us to have a role in this time. We have something to do. And I'm, you know, this station is something to do. Your new position is something to do. My new position is something to do to move the story forward. So I take those challenges. Sure, they hurt, and sometimes they hurt more, and sometimes they hurt less, and sometimes they hurt a lot more. But overall, what an amazing time we're living in.
That's a great message. And the Yishai Fleischer Show here on the network, for those somehow who have missed it, who have not heard it, what can people expect from your show? What have people been listening to? What have people been hearing the last couple weeks? What are your plans for the near future in terms of shows? What is on your agenda? What are you focused on these days? I guess not only, you know, what you're focused on in your real life is what you bring to the radio. So what's your focus these days? Obviously, Chevron. What else?
Well, almost every... my show's divided into two parts these days. It's an hour-long show at least. And the first half of the show is going to be Spiritual Cafe, which is a more modern and yet traditional approach to Torah and the Torah portion, just making it part of our lives, making the Torah portion make sense in our lives. And that's usually with Rabbi Mike Foyer, usually, sometimes with some other folks, but Rabbi Mike Foyer is my regular guest, and we continue that. People are just really liking it. That segment is called Spiritual Cafe. And then the second segment is politics or Aliyah or growth of the land of Israel, the challenges that we're facing on, let's call it the real world or the political world, whatever you want to call it, the challenges facing the Jewish people. Also, because I record, just as we're recording right now, on the fly, on the go, so a lot of radio that you're going to hear is going to be on airplanes and trains. And so recently I've interviewed a gay activist just to hear his take on Israel and the Jewish world. I brought sound from the a funeral in the Shiva house of Halel Yaffa Ariel. I'm at conferences from time to time, so I bring you all kinds of voices from there. So basically, I can give it to you in a parable. Sometimes in synagogue here in Israel, you'll get a sheet on Sabbath, on Shabbat, you'll get a piece of paper. On one side, it's got Torah, and the other side, they're like selling apartments or houses. And some people are like, this is such a cheap usage of Torah. This isn't Torah. This is actually commercialism. And I'm like, you're totally wrong. This is my favorite Torah sheet. On the one side, it's the Torah of the land of Israel. And the other side, they're selling, bringing you the land of Israel. You could purchase the land of Israel. That's the beauty of this sheet. That's exactly my show. On the one hand, you'll have Torah. On the other hand, how we actualize that Torah. And so it's a two-sided, simple sheet, 1 hour a week. You're going to enjoy it.
That's awesome. I always read the sheets, but I never, ever thought about it like that. So I appreciate it. Yishai Fleischer, the Yishai Fleischer Show here on the landofisrael.com network. I want to thank you so much for being with us here today on Israel Uncensored.
Thank you, Josh, and congratulations on your show, and may you continue to do great work.
Amen. There you have it, folks. We got most of the broadcasters here on my program today. We got Ari Abramowitz, we got Shlomo Katz, Jimmy Gimpel, Yishai Fleischer. We'll have to do this again when all of our hosts, Eve Harrow, Gil Hoffman, and whoever else is going to be joining us along this path that we're taking here, we'll have to do it again. But this was definitely a unique experience for me, broadcasting here from the top of Gush Etzion with views, I'm going to take pictures, and I have to put them with the show, or I have to send them to you on the network's website, thelandofisrael.com. And as Yishai mentioned and others have mentioned, don't forget the matching campaign taking place right now so that we can continue to bring you a voice from Israel, a voice that you're not hearing in the mainstream media. You are not getting this experience where Yishai is broadcasting from a plane, from a bus, from a ceremony. Ari, Jeremy, and everyone else were doing the same, keeping it real, bringing you the reality that you are just not getting. So thank you for your support. Thanks, of course, to Binyamin Breskey. He wouldn't come on mic, but Ben Breskey is an integral part of this process in getting the audio to you, to Tabitha, and everybody else. So thanks from Inve, eBay, Anachal.
Easy to remember. Just
Yishai's still here.
Thank eBay.
eBay Anachal Gush Etzion. It just took me 13 minutes to get here. I love it. I love the place. Can't wait till this is our full-time studio. Follow me during the week on Twitter at Jew of Zion, on Facebook, Josh Haston, and on the show. You can email me, josh@thelandofisrael.com. Thanks so much, everyone. Between now and next Monday, most importantly, be safe. Thanks for listening.
The objective of Mizrahi is the total revival of our nation in all its aspects, to revive the land for the nation, to revive Judaism in our hearts, and to revive our hearts for Judaism. The Land of Israel Network, brought to you by Mizrahi Olami. That's the Mizrahi World Movement.
Have you ever planted a grapevine? What if the grapevine happened to be in the Land of Israel? Not only that, but if you were a Christian planting this grapevine in the mountains of Israel, you would be fulfilling prophecy that Isaiah and Jeremiah foretold more than 3,000 years ago. I'm Joshua Waller with Hayuvel, and I invite you to fulfill prophecy on the mountains of Israel by joining us this harvest. Go to hayuvel.com, that's HAYOVEL.com, for more information.